This is Maggie Rod. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning, Michael Shaw, his website, freedomadvocates.org. Please go there. Michael, when we went to break, honestly, I lost my train of thought about what we were talking about. I think it was Ickley getting into water, air, transportation. They're absolutely everywhere, this plan being implemented. I wanted to ask you a question. One of the things, you know, you try to tell people different strategies to use, and one of the things that they're doing in this town here where I live, that a month or so ago they said that it's now illegal for anybody to go around and hand out handouts. Of course, it's an exact violation of your First Amendment rights, but they don't want the law or the Constitution to get into the way of what it is they're doing. But it was illegal to hand out handouts unless you were had some kind of a you were a publisher of some sort and had to publish the article at least four times a year. And now I just read this morning that, of course, it's now illegal if you have your gas grill within 10 feet of your structure, your home, garage, home, whatever it might be. You're not allowed to have your grill within 10 feet and of the building. And they make all these different kind of regulations to just make it so difficult for you to be able to use your property the way you want to use it. And eventually, of course, it's so incremental is in how they operate, the incrementalism, it's a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And as eventually, you're wrapped up in a straitjacket and you can't do anything.
That's the plan. It sounds like you live in fascism USA.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. I'm telling you, these people are pure evil. But I know one thing, Michael. It's pretty evident to myself, Ed, and obviously you feel the same way. We're not going down without a fight. So come hell or high water, we're not giving in.
Well, you know, you just have to look at their objectives. Their objectives are to abolish private property, to educate for global citizenship, and to manage and control all human action. Now, the result of that is they call for this 85% population reduction. If people think that they can avoid the fight by keeping quiet, they're really sadly mistaken.
Yeah, well, that's just exactly it. They really do. They think, oh, well, I'll be real quiet. I'll go along. I won't disrupt and ruffle any feathers or anything, and maybe they won't notice me. Well, they are noticing you because they want to get rid of you. So you're already on the list. So thinking that you're going to be silent and that's going to save yourself is just totally, they don't know history. People don't know history if they're thinking that, Michael, because all they need to do is look back to see the future.
Well, you know, it's a matter of understanding that evil does exist and that if you allow evil to consolidate and coordinate, and that's what we've done by allowing this international monetary system to take effect everywhere. Because once we've done that, the power is centralized, and the coordination to take control of the not just the economic but the political side of everyone's life becomes quite evident. And you know, and if a person has any spirituality associated with them, they can begin to see this takedown of the American experience. They can see that in very spiritual terms as well. I tend to focus on the political economics of the emerging world order, but you know, there's certainly enough spiritual implications to all of this that you can see it from that perspective as well. And we shouldn't we should not describe the world order as the creation also of a world religion. And so, if you've got any religious beliefs, you've got to understand that the globalist order isn't assault simply on freedom. It's an assault on all freedom, including the freedom to believe as you will. And so that's why the American experience with the protection of unalienable rights is so important for people to understand and appreciate. Because
hang on, Michael. On that note, listen, we've got to go to another quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning, Michael Shaw. Don't change the dial. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. There's a contact button on my website. Tons of information on my website. I link to a lot of other people's websites. Michael Shaw, my guest this morning, his website is freedomadvocates.org. Listen, everybody, Republic Broadcasting Network is on Facebook. So those of you who are fans of Facebook, you can go there. Lots of information on the Facebook site. I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening to this network, all the little stations around the country that are picking up the programming. Hello to everybody who's listening on 1140 AM KHFX, our latest station down in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hey, everybody in Texas. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw. He has been a fighter against UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development for a long, long time, and I'm so glad that you could come on with me this morning, Michael, and I'm getting a lot of emails as the show goes on of people who are real thrilled that you're on and very excited because you do have a ton of information that they need to hear. So I'm glad you could be with me today. I don't know if you got to finish what you were saying because I honestly didn't write it down so I could keep track of what you were saying before we went to break. So if you want to finish that, Mike, please go ahead.
Well, I think it's just to emphasize that the idea of globalism and its action plan, which is Agenda 21, is an idea that brings all of the world under a single man-created umbrella, where your rights under the UN Charter are granted and can be revoked by this ruling elite. It says right so in Article 29, Subsection C of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the UN, you know, from the UN. And this is the the pursuit to which the political parties have pledged their allegiance. Let me give an example. You know, it's one thing for citizens to rise up and awaken others as to ICLEI. That needs to happen. It's another thing for citizens to rise up and cause your city or your county to withdraw from the MPO or the COG. These are all voluntary arrangements, so the law says. No one has withdrawn from their MPO yet, but I think that process is building. And so if you withdraw from ICLEI, you withdraw from the MPO. And then if you happen to be a Republican, but Republican, ordinary Americans who are Republicans, what they need to do is in their local Republican committee, they need to bring the Republican Party's membership in the International Democrat Union to the awareness of everyone at your local Republican organization. What the Republican Party has done is that it has become a member of the International Democrat Union. That's IDU.org. What the IDU is a conglomeration of 80 political parties from around the world who describe themselves as right of center. Now, it's led by the GOP, the Conservative Party of Great Britain, and the Labour Party of Australia. Now, for the Republicans, the leadership is George Bush Sr., there he is again, and Haley Barbour, former party chairman and current governor of Mississippi. What the IDU calls for is the international adoption of the UN's Declaration of Human Rights. So at the top level, the Republican Party is fully committed to a globalist organization with globalist objectives. It is this policy that runs the Republican Party. I say, well, how can I be so sure? I say, well, the IDU holds its conference every 4 years in the same town on the same date as the Republican National Convention. Leaders of the Republican Party are shuffled between the two conferences. No one becomes a Republican presidential nominee unless they satisfy the objectives and the purposes for which the IDU exists. The IDU runs the Republican Party. It is a globalist, internationalist, Agenda 21 supporting party, and that does not conform with the expectations of the average American Republican. And it is those people, the average American Republicans, that need to out the Republican Party from the IDU and begin to show George Bush and the other Republican leaders, Mitt Romney, Perry, and most of the others, all of the others, because this party is firmly committed to what it is the average American needs to be concerned about.
Well, you know, Michael, I know that some of the Tea Party groups have been taken over by the GOP and these globalists. They really are controlling them and directing where it is they're going and misdirecting them. And I know that Newt Gingrich is trying to sing the song now that, he didn't know anything about UN Agenda 21, Michael. He just thought it was this international thing. He didn't know it was being implemented locally, and he's trying to now suck in a lot of these different Tea Party groups into thinking, oh, well, he's the one talking about it, so he's got your back, when in reality he's got a knife in their back. But the people aren't doing the research as to who these people really are, Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich and that. They haven't done the research to find out what they've been doing all these years while they've been holding different offices over the years. What have their plans been? What did they do? They need to look at their actions, not their wonderful rhetoric.
Well, you know, I think the full picture on Newt Gingrich becomes evident when, after being in 1994, 2 years into Agenda 21, he leads the American Congressional House of Representatives. And now he claims he doesn't know what was going on under his watch for all those years. The man is not truthful, and that's the problem with most of the Republican leaders today. Mitt Romney, if you Google Mitt Romney and sustainable development, you'll make Barack Obama look moderate.
Yeah, see, that's just it. And a lot of these people are sucked into this, and you've got a lot of big money following a lot of these groups that have sprung up, Dick Armey's group, and $1 million went to one of the Tea Party groups, an anonymous donation. And, you know, people aren't throwing that kind of money around without expecting something in return. It just doesn't happen. I mean, there aren't too many fairy godmothers or tooth fairies out there with $1 million and a check for you and saying, here you go, do whatever you want to do with it. You know what I mean, Michael? That doesn't happen too often.
Well, you know, Tea Parties break into two categories, those that are run by the Republican Party, and none of those groups will talk about Agenda 21, and those Tea Parties that are really citizen-directed, and most of them now are talking about Agenda 21. That's one of the great recoveries I see out there. But if you're in a town and the Tea Party's not talking about Agenda 21, then you need to become suspect that it's a Tea Party controlled by Republican Party. The big group out of Sacramento is the Republican offshoot, and of course Dick Armey's Freedom something or other is all Republican offshoots. So Tea Parties are a mixed bag, but if you are in a Tea Party that's talking about Agenda 21, then you're ready to start making moves on issues such as ICLEI, on the MPOs and the COGS, and for those Republican Tea Partiers in a community where the Tea Party is talking about Agenda 21, you can bring up the IDU. And, you know, what the purpose of all of this is to take us from a defensive posture, which we've been in for so long, and turn the tide a little bit, begin these little battles that will ultimately lead to the restoration of the American experiment. And if we don't take on these little battles, all battles are local. If we don't take on these local battles and the spread of Agenda 21 policy in our community, then we're simply going to be sucked up by it, and woe to our children.
Well, you know, Michael, I've tried to tell people, based upon listening to a lot of the people who've been in this fight for a very long time, such as yourself, that all of these politicians are aware of UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Now, they may lie to you, but they've all been informed about it. The congressmen and the senators, they know about this now. So when they tell you, oh, they don't know anything about it, never heard of it before, like Newt Gingrich, I mean, they're lying to you. They are lying to you. Everyone knows about this. Whether they admit it or not, they know about it. They understand what's happening around them, and they're complicit in it being implemented. Otherwise, they'd be speaking out against it.
Well, that's absolutely right. We have a congressman here in California who has been personally told by me 8 years ago about Agenda 21. He was at an Eagle Forum meeting here in California not long ago, and it gave an ending speech, and the whole conference was on Agenda 21. And he came to this conference, spoke last, didn't hear the other people, and told the audience that Agenda 21 was crawling down a rabbit hole. It's not a place anyone should go. And he got booed. He got booed. Now, this is a hardcore conservative Republican, good guy who ran against Arnold Schwarzenegger, who moved to Northern California and got elected to Congress. Well, now this same congressman is out on the trail beginning to talk about it in 2021. So, you know, it is clearly the case. They know what they're doing. They've been told not to talk. None of them are talking. And we need to put the pressure on them such that they can't hide this any longer.
Well, I went to this meeting of the Regional Planning Commission, and a local state rep had been sponsoring it, more or less. I guess you could say he was the spokesperson for it. And it was held at a Catholic church last week, and I was handing out some handouts, myself and another individual, handing out some handouts with information on UN Agenda 21. So the next day, he was calling up people he knew who belonged to a certain Tea Party to find out who was handing out stuff, because he tried to claim it wasn't a public meeting, Michael. It was a legislative meeting that the public, of course, was all invited to. But he said, oh, well, you can't just hand stuff out. It's not a public meeting. Listen, Michael, hold your thought on that one. Your response will be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name's Maggie. Don't go away. We're coming back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. Call in number 800-313-9443. Listen, if you've got a small business or a large business, doesn't matter, small business, large business service you'd like to advertise on this network, please get in contact with Republic Broadcasting. You can do that at our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Contact info right on the website. You can send a letter to them if you're into snail mail. Address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Listen, everybody. You got to put your money where your mouth is. It's as simple as that. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw. He is with the group Freedom Advocates and his website, freedomadvocates.org. And when we went to break, Michael, and I didn't give you a chance to respond, I was talking about the local state rep saying that the public meeting really isn't a public meeting. It's a legislative meeting. And so, therefore, you're not allowed to utilize your First Amendment right to free speech and handing out informational flyers.
Well, this all reflects the attitude of a globalist, and that is that the Constitution is an outdated document, that it doesn't work in the modern world, and that individual rights must give way to collective rights. You know, the idea of collective rights is the idea that you are livestock, and that's what we're fighting at the core. If we were to have a philosophical characterization of that, of the whole issue, you know, that is the philosophy that comes under Agenda 21. You know, you are to be seen and not heard. You are to produce and not think. That is the way the world is moving. And if you don't understand fiat money, you need to understand it, because that's what creates the condition that makes us all vulnerable to the Agenda 21 attack. You know, Maggie, there's another issue that we haven't talked about today, and in fact, it's really a new issue. It probably is something that comes as comes to most of your listeners unawares. And that is the establishment of what's called B, or benefit corporations, and the legislation for benefit corporations in states around the country. 17 states have introduced legislation for the establishment of benefit corporations. These are entirely different corporate entities than we've known, and this needs to be understood, because benefit corporations are those corporations that identify themselves as Agenda 21 implementors. And in fact, in order to get a B, or benefit corporation, status, you have to be certified by a company called B Labs. That's the company that's putting this model legislation out for states across America. Six states have already passed this legislation, including California and North Carolina and in Virginia. But what a benefit corporation does is that it becomes a legalized, legally recognized by government for their willingness to undertake Agenda 21 sustainable objectives. So state and local entities will be encouraged to allow these companies go to the front of the line for licenses, permits, and tax incentives. The companies that refuse to become benefit corporations will have to wait their turn in line. But the idea of a benefit corporation is that the corporate statutes that require that a corporation and its board of directors work to establish profits. That is the purpose of a corporation today. What B corporations say is that, well, there's a triple bottom line here, and we must be socially and environmentally cognizant to be an effective corporation. So these corporations change state law and say that boards of directors no longer have profit as their motive. And if you are qualified as a B Corp by the founders of the B Corp Laboratory, it's called, then you get special deals everywhere. So what they're doing is they're establishing the law and the framework to create this new economy, public-private partnership. You become a private partner of government when you become a B Corporation. You are specially licensed and specially entitled because you are a B Corporation. There is no difference in the establishment of B Corporations than there was with how the Third Reich ran, with people like Schindler handling their business affairs for them. So this is the way to legitimize and institutionalize economic fascism in America, and it is sweeping the country.
Yeah.
So I recommend people go to our website. We've got a lot of good information, new information on B Corps.
Okay.
A number of articles written to give you in-depth understanding of how it operates, a list of the states where this stuff is either passed or is pending. You can bet if your state is not on that list, it will be on that list. The runners of this corporation are three young guys, Stanford graduates. This is what universities are pumping out today, are people who have a new and different philosophical framework for how political economics ought to operate. And what they're trying to do is run to the front of the train and get one of the few remaining seats on the globalist bus to hell.
Yeah, isn't it? Michael, hang on. We got to go to break, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. Don't change that dial. We shall return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey buddy, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show on Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello, everybody, on 1140 AM, KHFX in Dallas. Hello, everybody, everywhere else who's listening. All the little stations and networks who are picking up the programming, we thank you very much for carrying the programming on this network. My guest this morning is Michael Shaw. His website, freedomadvocates.org. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I will link to Michael's website under the tab entitled Podcast. Tons of information on my website. His link is already up there, actually. If you go on my main page, you can find Freedom Advocates on the list of websites that I recommend. Please go there. I was just looking on your website, Michael, and right up on the top on the right for everyone listening, there's a section entitled Town Crier, and there is a link right to this B-Labs Benefit Corporation that you were talking about. And it is critical that people wake up to this, because this means that, all of this stuff means that the American dream is dead, but this will kill it with a dagger right through its heart, because if you can no longer have entrepreneurship going on in this country, and there are the pigs at the trough who are the chosen pigs, then everyone else is going to be on the outside looking in. So this really is a death knell for this. So much of the stuff is the death knell for this nation in the world. I don't know even where you start sometimes, Michael, with this stuff. It's just so overwhelming.
Place like Santa Cruz, California, or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and you've got a business, and now you've got a B Corp competing with you, you're finished. It's
done.
Just that simple. They get special tax advantages. They get licensing advantages. They get permit advantages. You know, you cannot compete with a partner of government. when you're trying to provide products and services to customers. You could not go and open your own business in Germany in 1936 and survive because you had to compete with Hitler's partners. And that's what the B Corporation is all about. You know, they are they're there to be certified or rated by third-party entities, such as the B Lab Corporation, which came up with this whole idea, and for their pro-sustainability practices. The pro-sustainability companies will be given incentives to work with others of like mind, and they will come to favor each other, sort of a brotherhood of businesses. And those that do not practice sustainability will be excluded.
Yeah.
So our whole society is coming down to this issue. And if you think you got to be quiet because you want to keep your business place intact, understand they have other plans for you. And if you sit back, we're all going to be washed up. And so many people in America have been washed to the sidelines with unemployment as we continue shipping jobs offshore. And no party talks about withdrawing from the World Trade Organization and reestablishing an American-centered trade policy. And, of course, that's what we need. But since that's not going to happen at the federal government, people need to understand that the way we do fight back is at the local level. It is getting these ordinances out of your community. It's withdrawing from your MPO. It is kicking ICLEI out and then digging deep to find out all the policy implementation that's already on the books in your town. And then we have a chance of reviving or restoring the American experiment.
Michael, we've got a caller, and then I'd like you, after we take this caller in Indiana, if you could talk about what you think with all these floods that have taken place around the country, especially lately on the East Coast, how you think FEMA is going to operate in driving people off their land, because I think they got a great game plan planned out there, how they're going to use this tragedy to their advantage. But let's take Pat in Indiana first. Hi, Pat.
Hi. What I'm calling for, I'd like to know if Michael Shaw, does he come on any local programs around the country?
I do.
Well, we'd like to try to get you on our local program, and if I could get your number so that I can call you or get it some way.
Well, you can reach our office at 831-684-2232, 831-684-2232.
Okay. And I was wanting you to explain that ICLEI, what does that stand for?
ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. They also go by Local Governments for Sustainability. But the ICLEI, the I-C-L-E-I, stands for the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives.
Okay. Well, that's why I want to get that straight. But I would like that. We do a lot. We put a lot of documentaries on cable access and stuff like that, and we'd like to get you on because I think the people need to know more about the Agenda 21.
Yes, well, they do. You got his number, Pat, to call him?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Do you have
Thank
a question
you.
Or comment? Otherwise, I'm going to let you go. If you
No, because we've been studying this a long time, but we wanted to know if he would come on our local program.
Okay, well, I'm sure he will. Give him a call, and I'm going
to
let you go right now. Thanks
well, thank
for calling,
you.
Pat. I appreciate it. And his website is freedomadvocates.org, Pat, so you can go there as well. Please do that. Michael, let's talk about how you think FEMA is going to drive people off the land with the floods that have taken place around the country.
Well, you know, that's a tough question because it calls for speculation. And, you know, if you speculate properly, they'll change it a little bit and go another route. But in general, we can be thoughtful of two issues and two considerations here. And one is conspiratorial, but sometimes you've got to think about what the enemy might be doing. Clearly, the concept of weather modification as a tool of war has existed in the hearts and minds of military guys since the beginning of time. Today, the question arises, to what degree can the HAARP institution up in Alaska, to what degree can man control weather conditions in specific geographic areas. It was William Cohen, the former senator from Maine, Republican, who was the Secretary of Defense in the Clinton administration, who said, the future of war is about weather modification. Now, that was 15 years ago. I have to wonder with the fraudulent nature of the selling of global warming, and yet we certainly are experiencing some weather modifications, some of which may be very normal, but some of which may be driven by this experimentation to show the ability to create earthquakes or to capture the ability to control the movement of storms. And there's been a lot written about weather modification as a tool of war, and I don't think we can forget about that prospect when we look at the kind of ravages that the Midwest and the East Coast have suffered in recent years. Now, when it comes to FEMA, let's just understand that FEMA is a nationalized entity that breaks the country into seven regions, and boy, does that fit the globalist scheme. Nothing would be greater for a globalist than see America split into seven regions. And of course, when you take the wildland dynamic of Agenda 21 and you overlay it on these storms, you begin to see how it is that they've been able to accumulate 3 million acres of land in Florida alone under federal government control and operation in the last 10 years. Because these conditions allow for the accumulation of lands into the hands of globalist entities, including our own government. Nature Conservancy certainly comes to mind as well. And so I think what's happening with these storms, it creates great opportunity to restructure how rivers flow, get rid of levees, let more land flood, make land inaccessible for human beings, part of the Wildlands Project, and then simply not give them a permit to rebuild. We have fires in the Santa Cruz Mountains. That's supposed to be a wildlands area here. When those fires happen, you want to try to rebuild your house. It's almost impossible to rebuild your house. The idea of natural disasters is that it's an excuse for forcing people off their land and into smart growth environments. You say, well, nobody's forced into smart growth. But I say, well, what's happening is that as the number of ranchers in this country reduces, we're down by 50% over the last 20 years. As the number of free enterprise farmers is reduced year after year, we begin to look out there and we see rural landowners are being squeezed. That's the whole point. You know, the methodologies are sometimes difficult to tie the evidentiary line. But once one understands the philosophy and the capacity of Agenda 21 folks to re-engineer our whole system, one begins to see that, in fact, that's what's happening. FEMA's sitting there in the wings, ready to take control of people in New Orleans or wherever the latest disaster is, and control their lives, marshal them around, treat people like livestock, and all that's consistent with Agenda 21 implementation.
Well, you know, I was reading an article that Tom DeWeese had written this morning, and it was talking about a woman, Charlotte Hawks, who was the land acquisition specialist for the Bureau of Land Management. And this was an article about the King Range, and what she had stated was the government does recognize deeded right-of-way, but they deem what right-of-way is. And if they deem you shall crawl on your knees, then you shall crawl on your knees. And, you know, that whole mentality, Michael, it's so imperative that people understand what it is they are up against here. What this mindset really is that they are fighting. They need to realize how purely evil and devious and diabolical these people are and will be in achieving their agenda. They don't care who they step on, whoever gets in their way. They don't care what they need to do to reach their end game. They don't care.
Well, that's right. And they do strike out at people leading local brigades. But that should not defer us, because the strikeout today is limited the strikeout tomorrow once the American government falls, you know, precipitated by a dollar collapse, then the forces are going to become truly authoritarian. And today is our last window to prevent that from occurring. And it's not going to be easy. The globalists have put in hundreds of years on coming to this moment in time, and they're not going to surrender easily. But we have them outnumbered. They have us out-coordinated. But our efforts can pay off, but it requires the commitment of you, the listener, because our numbers have to grow. Our local pinning, where the defense is formulated, has to expand. There are lots of communities taking on ICLEI and taking on the rest of the dynamic we're talking about today. But the numbers have to keep growing, and the defeats have to be put in light of progress and not of real loss. Because once the people step up to the plate and take on this issue, we're on our path to victory. The road may be bumpy, but the alternative is much worse.
Is there anything in particular, Michael, that you wanted to comment on that we haven't talked about? I mean, I know there's so many facets to this, but was there something you wanted to bring up in particular?
Well, I just think people need to understand that this information has been spreading. They need to understand that time is now, that there is a role for everybody in this battle, and the best place to be, where you really have to start, is you've got to start by understanding Agenda 21, because it's very easy for the manipulators, whether it's press or politicians or multinational interests, to waylay the operation of anybody who opposes Agenda 21. You've got to get a good understanding so that you can't be misdirected. And for that purpose, I suggest, as you have been through the show, that people check our website out. I mean, it's not a five-minute study. You know, you don't go to war with a preparation of 15 minutes. You can't learn to shoot a gun in 15 minutes. This is a war without guns. It's a war of ideas. And if you don't come up to snuff in respect to what the ideas are and what the action plan called Agenda 21 is, you have no chance of prevailing. So the first step is to know what you're talking about in the broad sense. Then begin to understand how those policies are in your local town. Once you see the broad sense, you'll be able to recognize how it's in your local town. And once you know how it's in your local town, then you combine with others and you begin to change the circumstances.
Michael, we've got a caller from London. Can we take this caller real quick, Mike? Janet, sure. In London. Hey, Janet, how are you?
Hi, Mike. It's a really, really short point here. I'm listening to what you're saying and your guest is saying. It's just a very, very short point, particularly when you mention females being in charge. Now, I love my women. And I know how rich they are in wisdom, but if they are put in positions of political power, then there's a problem.
With females being in charge? Is that what you said? Because I didn't mention females being in charge.
Absolutely. Look.
But you think females shouldn't be in charge? That where you're going with that?
Listen to me. Yeah. Listen. It's interesting you say that, because listen to what I'm saying, right? I'm from Northern Ireland. I live in London. I've lived in London for a very long time. And from what I have observed, when men want a really dirty job done, they get the woman in to do it.
Well, my comment here would be that Agenda 21 is such a clever formulation. So what I observe largely is men just don't quite get it. It's too complicated. It's too conniving. It's too cunning. Too clever. Women are much more ready to research and understand this stuff in my experience, than are men. So women are, you know, I always like to say that to a large extent, women in the feminist movement put us where we are today. Mm. It's going to take women and their intelligence to get us out of this deep hole. Remember, it's a war. Nikita Khrushchev told us, he said, we will bury you, America, without firing a shot. That's why. Mm. That's exactly what's happening, but it was the conniving nature of Agenda 21 which carries that forward. And the question of female leadership is secondary, in my mind, to the question of the female capacity to understand this.
Hang on, Mike. I hate to cut you off, but we got to go to a break real quick, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't go away for the final segment. We shall return.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. Michael, we've only got a couple minutes left. I want to give you an opportunity to throw in anything else you'd like to throw in before the fat lady sings on this deal for today. And I know we had Janet on the line from London. I want to thank you for calling, Janet, but we've only got a couple minutes left. So I take your point. Truly, I do. But thanks for calling, Janet. I appreciate it. And shoot me an email, would you please, Janet? I'd actually like to talk to you, so shoot me an email. Michael, anything you would like to add?
Well, you've mentioned this New Dallas station that you have, and I'll say for the people in Texas, there is a burgeoning group of Texans along the I-35 corridor in particular that understand these dynamics. This year I've spoken in San Antonio, San Marcos, Austin, which is the Santa Cruz grown in Texas, and Dallas-Fort Worth. And the understanding of the Texas corridor, Trans-Texas Corridor, Rick Perry's role in that, and the understanding of the Trinity River Project in Dallas-Fort Worth, and the understanding of how the Texas corridor is being drawn to corral people into this narrow range of habitation, have all been laid out. I've got those speeches included in our section called The Ultimate War, Globalism versus America, a series of maybe 20 spots around the country where I've localized Agenda 21 and shown how and what organizations are bringing it into those communities. So
Okay. People
new in Dallas ought to check out some of those Texas texts and come to a quick understanding of how you are surrounded in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, they're right on your website. I'm looking at them now. Michael, it's so important that people just, they got to get into the fight because we're not going to be any stronger than we are today. Each day that goes on, they gain strength, and we're going to have less resources available to us to be able to fight back. So now you got the opportunity to print up flyers and pass them out. Go and do it. Now you have the opportunity to say these things before these schmucks take total control and have us all in prison, figuratively and some of us literally. You got to stand up now. Now is the time. It's not 4 years from now.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, I think generations of Americans have said something is wrong, but they'll cure it in the future. It's too clouded today to clean up this mess. But today we're on the verge of fall. We're on the verge of collapse. I mean, if close to 20% unemployment doesn't convince Americans of that, just wait for 3 years from now.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's time to get going. There's no question about that. And our work at Freedom Advocates is there for people to leverage from and to localize the battle in their town for kicking out ICLEI, withdrawing from the MPO and the COG, ridding IDU policy from Republican platforms and kicking out, making people aware of these B corporations. Don't let that legislation pass in your state. So there's plenty to do, but the starting point is always know what you're up against. It was Sun Tzu who said, you can't win a war without understanding your enemy.
I agree. Michael, thanks so much for coming on with me. I hope you'll come on again soon. Anytime you want to come on, please. I'm welcome. I love having you on. Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates, thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Rod.
Take care. Listen, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Please keep your chin up, everybody. We've got people like Michael Shaw in the world who are fighting for you and I. So don't lose heart. The sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. Listen, everybody, get into this fight. It is now or never. I'll be back. There's another great show that follows mine, so don't change the dial. And I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Beyond the rain.